Whatever I said, whatever I didn't mean it. I just want you back for good.
Want you back, want you back, want you back for good.
Whenever I'm wrong, just tell me the song and I'll sing it. You'll be right and understood.
Kia ora te whānau, light is in the air, come on. That is, of course, the unmistakable sound of British pop legends Take That, who are heading to New Zealand for the first time. You'll remember Take That from their big 90s hits Back for Good and How Deep Is Your Love. But you might be surprised to know they have an incredible 54 number one hits. I find that hard to believe. 35 number one albums? Surely not. Now, they've sold, get this, 45 million records. 45 million. Take That these days are a three-piece made up of Howard Donald, Mark Owen and Gary Barlow. You remember Robbie Williams left the band mid-tour in 1995. But lead singer Gary Barlow is also one of Britain's most successful songwriters. He joins us this morning from Australia. Kia ora, good morning, Gary.
Hello, Jack. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm very well, and thank you for making time for us. I know you've been hopscotching your way across Australia, where it's been a pretty big week with the old gay marriage referendum, hasn't it?
Oh, it absolutely has. Actually, do you know what? We were talking last night, and I actually can't believe. I thought Australia would have been one of the first countries to do this. We always find it so, you know, open and liberal here that I'm amazed we're in 2017 and this is happening.
You see, that's because you're going around the cool parts of Australia. You're hanging out in the cool clubs in Sydney and Melbourne and Perth.
Right.
It's the bit in the middle you got to worry about sometimes with Australia.
It's very like America, that is.
You know what? I really think it is. It's funny. I'll be interested on your perspective because I always reckon in New Zealand, culturally, New Zealanders are more similar to the Brits and Australians are more similar to the Americans.
Well, do you know what? I've only been to New Zealand once, and that was in 1998, I think. And I went to Auckland only, and it was for one day. So I really, the only other experience I've had is that back in the UK, the guy I train with at the gym is from Wellington. It's the only experience, and that's one person.
Right.
So I really can't judge a whole nation.
What's his name? Can we ask his name?
His name's Graham. His name's Graham.
Oh, Graham. Yep, I know Graham. Yeah. I know him well. It's small enough here. You know, it wouldn't actually surprise me if I did, to be perfectly honest. So when you were here in 98, were you performing?
No, I was doing, we were on a promo tour at the time by myself. I wasn't with the band at that point. And I came and I did like a breakfast telly and we did a few interviews. And then I had an afternoon at Rotorua, and then we flew home after that. So, it was actually cut short, my trip, with the death in the family, which was a bit of a shame. But I'm really looking forward to coming back and seeing a little bit more of it.
Oh, yeah. It's such a delight to have you in the country. It really is. I know so many of our listeners will be really excited about it. And I imagine for you too, given 20 years have passed, touring these days is a little bit different to what it might have been?
I think it is. I think actually mentally it's different because I think in the 90s, because it was all so new, I think by the end of our sort of reign, which was only about 5 or 6 years, I think we were all a bit fed up of all the travelling, never knowing where we were. We sort of took it for granted. Well, I know I did. I can't speak for everybody, but I definitely took it for granted a little bit. And I think the joy of it was lost somewhere for me. However, this time round, I really know as an adult how lucky we are to be in this position and how lucky we are to see all these amazing places. And everyone's so lovely wherever we go and whoever we speak to that I just look forward to going on every night and lighting the room up because, you know, I always say 50% of our show is our audience. And it really is like that. They're an amazing audience. And for anyone who comes to our shows, they spend half of it looking around the room because they're just such a brilliant communal group. They all sing together and clap and wave their arms. And it's just a real party, the whole show is. So I definitely appreciate it more.
See, that is interesting. Do you think that new perspective and you find touring quite refreshing and you feel really lucky. Do you think that's something that just comes with the wisdom of a few more years with age, or do you think it comes from having a bit of a break?
Well, I think, I don't want to get too deep here, but I had a bit of a bad end the first time round. You know, I had a solo career, and the first album was great, and then the second one was really not received well, and it felt like suddenly overnight I just fell off this cliff. And then within like a year, I didn't have a record deal. I was actually at the worst time in my life, is that everything felt like it just wasn't going right. And then it was 9 years till I came back and did music again. I mean, I never used to sing or anything in the studio. I really fell out of love with music and performing. And so for me, it's, you know, a real second chance, this is. It's a second chance I never believed I'd actually have. And I don't know how aware of all that you were down in New Zealand, but that it was a torrid time for me personally, and so for me I feel so lucky to be back here and still able to be doing this.
See, that is really interesting, Gary. I'm so pleased that you can, you know, like I say, get that perspective and really feel positive about this second round, if you want to term it that. How did that affect you, that drop?
I think in hindsight, it was the best thing that could have happened for me. I think, like I said earlier, I was definitely taking it all a little bit for granted. And I really never believed, although I'd been told so many times, you know, it's a fragile thing, music. You know, you're in one minute, you're out the next. But I just never thought it was going to be me. And so it was a real time of learning. And I also felt like, I was 19 when the band started and I was 25 when it finished. And I felt like I hadn't grown up an inch in those years. It's as if someone pressed the pause button and your life just stopped. So when I came out of the group and all this thing happened, I just hadn't grown up in those years. So I had a lot of soul searching. I had, you know, just a lot of time all of a sudden that I filled with sort of growing up, just learning about myself, getting into reality, I guess. That's what it was. Yeah. It was a real big bite of reality, but it was needed. It was really needed.
I know you have written a book, and it's set to be released, I think, if my notes are right, sometime next year, where you've reflected on this little period. And it's interesting, from an artistic perspective, you always think, oh, well, it's those difficult times that actually bring out the best in artists, when they really experience the full spectrum of emotions and of ups and downs and all those things. Yeah. But it was really tough for you. I know you got really out of shape and you sort of had problems with your mental health and that sort of thing. Is that right?
Yeah, it was. It was a very strange time because I think you have your own view of yourself as well. And at that point, my view of myself was I'm a really strong person. You know, I don't really have problems, and when I do have them, I solve them and all the rest of it. And then, you know, I came face to face in 2003 I was about 55 pounds heavier than I am now. I sort of got out of bed one morning and just thought, oh my goodness, how did I get here? You know, I had no music career at that time. I was going into the studio every day, but I just wasn't doing anything that was representative of who I was. I'd really lost confidence in my write, and as a writer, when you lose confidence, it's one of the worst things that can happen to you. Yeah. So life was going nowhere really, and it just took a wake up call. It took me to put my mind into gear, and because of course, you know, we're all, no matter what we think, the mind chooses everything. And I just had to go, right, this life is going to change today. This isn't me. This wasn't who I was meant to be. And so I set about changing it. And it was hard, you know. I know there's lots of people, because lots of my fans write to me about this stuff. That, you know, when life gets to a crossroads like that, you really can go one way or the other. Unfortunately for me, I chose the road to a better place, and because of that, I think then you know the luck follows you. Then you really do choose the direction for everything else to follow. But it was difficult times. I know there's so many people that go through difficult times as well. But that's sort of what life's about, you know. And it's how you react to those challenges. It's how you get back on your feet that really shows the person you are. And you know, I think that you know I'm 46 now, and I've got 3 gorgeous children, a very, very healthy marriage. I'm in probably one of the best places in my life. And the book I've been writing for the last year is really about that climb back up to where I wanted to be. And that, you know, no matter where you are, it is possible to change the course of where your life's going, no matter where you are and no matter who you are, you can change it. So I feel like I'm sounding like I'm preaching, but I'm not. I'm talking about my experience.
Yeah. I think it's a really valuable experience. I really do. And I think, as you say, you know, this is something a lot of people can relate to, and a lot of people will get a lot of strength out of you know, knowing a bit more about your experience, Gary. I really do.
Yeah.
Hey, I know you guys you've been doing a musical, is that right?
That's right.
The band.
Yeah, the musical.
Yeah.
That's right, yeah. As you know, I talent searched it on a BBC One show earlier in the very start of this year. And on that TV show, we found the band, which is a 5-piece group that's in this show. And the show's been running now in the UK for about 3 months. And you know what? We thought it was going to be good, but, I mean, it's turned out just like a dream. I mean, it's a brand-new story, so it's not our story.
Yeah.
It's a story, actually, of 5 girls. But within the show is our music. And, you know, it's doing incredibly well, and it's breaking all the box office records and all those things that we're meant to say, but it actually is doing it. And it's a total joy to watch it. And to see our music sort of reinterpreted, really, after all these years, you thought you knew what those songs were and were about, and all of a sudden they take on a whole new meaning.
Yeah.
It's a fabulous thing. We've loved doing it.
I see Robbie Williams as a co-producer on it. What's your relationship with Robbie like these days?
Very good. Yeah, absolutely. We did our record and our sort of... we were reunited in 2010, and we did a tour and an album, and that was absolutely, you know, it was our dream, really, all of us to finally get back together. And so, of course, we've kept in touch ever since. You know, I see him whenever he's back in London. It's in a great place. I mean, you know,
was it tough? Sorry to interrupt. Was it tough in the 90s when Robbie left the band?
It was. It's strange, very strange. You know, we started this together, this whole journey. And like I say, you know, those early years were very strange. And I think if you asked every band member that question, everyone would give you a different answer. And I know for me, it was kind of like always the band leader. I was the one trying to keep everybody together. I think that ended up being Robbie's resentment of me, you know, because I was the one always trying to make people follow, you know, come in my direction, come this way, you know. And so when he left, he was so glad to get away from that and be the leader himself.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, of course, he's done absolutely brilliantly. We're all so proud of him and what he's done. But they were, you know, we were growing up, you know.
Yeah.
He was 16 when the band started. You know, I almost look and think that he's had out of all of us, he's had the hardest journey, really, because he's been this megastar for more of his life than he's been a, you know, just a normal guy. He's not really had time to grow up at all. But you know, I do feel like when we see him now, you know, he's got an amazing family and his wife is an absolute dream. And I think as soon as we all met her, we knew he was going to be okay. You know.
Yeah.
So it's good times, good times.
Gary, thank you so much for your time. And honestly, just for being so honest with us and open. It's a real pleasure. And look, have a wonderful time in New Zealand. I'm just so pleased you're going to be spending a bit more than a day here this time.
Yeah, well, I think we're there for 3 days, which, you know, yippee.
Thank you so much.
It's going to be good. Good to speak to you, Jack.
That is Gary Barlow, OBE, lead singer, songwriter, record producer.